Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dilai, Microsoft MVP, and today we'll learn how to develop a web crawler using .NET. So a web crawler is a solution that can collect data from the internet. The use case of using a crawler is when you want to get some information from some web pages, but you don't have an API that exposes this information for you. So what we do is that we go to these web pages, we download them, and we try to analyze the HTML code of these web pages and collect and extract data from these HTML files. So let's get started. Here I have, for example, this web page. Here I have the some models of Mercedes-Benz cars, and they want to extract or to collect data about these cars, like the image, the price, the name of the model, and the link to each car. Unfortunately, this website doesn't have a web service that exposes this information for me. So I'll go to extract or collect this data right from the HTML code of this web page. So to do that, I'll go to Fire Visual Studio and create a new project. I'll start by a simple console application, but of course you can choose whatever application you want. Typically it should be a web application, but here I'm just creating a crawler app. So this demo will have two parts. The first one is downloading the HTML file, then parsing this HTML file. For downloading the HTML file, we'll be using the HTTP client libraries, and then we'll be using the HTML Agility Pack. Now here inside my main program, I'll try to use the HTTP client libraries, and that's by installing the NuGet package from my so I'll go to right click my project, then hit manage NuGet packages, go to browse and look for HTTP client. And here we get this Microsoft.NET.HTTP client libraries that we want to include or to install in our application, so that we can use the HTTP client object, which can download content from the web. Once that's finished installing, now I can go and create a new instance of the HTTP client libraries. HTTP client. And it's under the namespace system.net.http, so make sure you add that namespace. Then we'll use the HTTP object, HTTP client object, to invoke the method getString async, and by giving this method URL, it will go and download the HTML content of that web page. So the URL we are analyzing here is this one, so I copy that one and paste it here, and pass it as a parameter to my getStringAsync method. But as getStringAsync method is an async method, we should use the await keyword here. And with the await keyword, the method itself should be async. But with the main and with the constructor, we cannot use the async keyword. In this case, using the async with main will will result in not running the application because this application, the runner will not recognize the main method. So what we will do is that we will create another method that is async. So let's call it start crawler async, because it will be an async method. Let's create that method, and that method should be async and return a task, and then we paste our code, and here I can use the await keyword along with the async here. Getstring async will go to the web, fetch for this URL and get the HTML content inside this URL. I put that content into a variable called HTML, which is a type string. Good, so now let's try our application, and before that, let's, because it's a console application, let's make sure that it will run the start crawler async before finishing executing the main method. And here I call console.read. Let's pick a breakpoint here so that I can see the value of HTML. Now let's put the cursor on top of HTML, and here you see we have the HTML content. If we see it as a text, here you see it's an HTML content that have HTML elements and some JavaScript code. So now we want to parse this HTML content to extract or to collect the data we want to get. To do that, now I move to the second part of this demo, which is extracting or collecting the data from this HTML. So for that I'll use the HTML Agility Pack, which is a NuGet package. So I'll go again to my project, right click and hit manage NuGet packages. And now I'll look for HTML Agility, which is this pack here, HTML Agility Pack. So let's install this one. And this package will help me to analyze HTML content. Some of you might think about analyzing the HTML content as an XML content, but there is some differences between HTML and XML. For that, it's better to use the HTML Agility Pack than analyzing it as an XML. So with the HTML Agility Pack, we'll go and create the variable HTML document. Cool new HTML document, which is inside the namespace HTML Agility Pack. This document will be responsible for loading the HTML, which is in my case the HTML that I have downloaded by using the HTTP client. So this one means that it will recognize now the HTML that it will analyze, and now we can start analyzing the HTML. So let's go to the HTML document that have the HTML code. Let's go to document node, and then I can start creating queries to this HTML content. And now we'll start the serious work here. If I go to this web page here, the content that I want to extract is this information about these cars. And as I will extract this information from HTML code, then I will need to know where the HTML of these cars are inside the HTML code. For that, I'll go and use the feature here in the browser, right click and select inspect. Selecting inspect will give me this window, and here if I make it a little bit bigger, here I get the HTML code of this page, and I get right the code of this element that I have right clicked. In my case is the image, but here I want the whole object that contains all the information about this first car, which is the first div here, and the second div contains information about the second car, the third div, and so on. For each div, here you see if I expand it, it contains a link for more information about this car, but also it have the link to the image, as you see here, and we also have the name, the right name displayed here, it's inside the H2 element, and also we have another div for the price right here. Now I want to extract, first of all, to extract the information, or to extract all the divs containing all these cars. And I can do that by going to my HTML document and look for descendants, and descendants will collect all the child elements. So we are looking for a descendant of type div, because here on my page all the elements are of type div that contains information about each car. So let's go div. Look for the divs, and because here in my page I have some other divs that I don't need, and to make sure that I don't get these divs inside my query, I'll go and refine my search by specifying that the only div elements I want are those who verify the condition that each node here, you see that the divs for the models are only the divs who have the class name of article new car article last model. All the other divs, they have different class names. So generally you can specify your divs by their unique class names. So let's look for the divs who have this class name here. So here I'm specifying that my request will only contain the divs who have the node that get the attribute class equals, and here I use this class name, and let's make it return a list of these divs. So now this way I'm looking for all the descendants of type div, all the div elements that have the class name equal to article new car last article last model. Good, now let's put these divs inside variable, let's call it divs for example. Now that I have collected all the divs containing information about these cars, now I'll go to div by div and try to extract in each div information about the link, the image URL, the name, and the price of for each car. So let's create for each loop. Let's go by each div and here let's go to the first div and let's look for example for the model name. See here for the first one is Mercedes-Benz Class B, and we can find the name of the model inside the H2 element here. The H2 element is inside this div. So with HTML agility pack, I can look for a child element by again using the descendants, and here I'm looking for the H2 descendant, and here you see the H2 is inside the A element, but I can specify directly the H2 and it will go directly to the H2. I don't have to go to pass through the A and then go inside it to reach the H2. Okay. So now that I have get all the descendants of type H2, and because here I have only one descendant, I say I want to get the first or default H2 element. Then that I have the H2 element, all this one, I want to get the text inside the H2 element. For that I'll use here the property inner text. Good, so this is will be the name of the car. So now that we have extracted the name of the car, now we want to extract the price of this car. And the price here is inside another div. So let's say that the price will be inside our div, inside the descendants of type div. And we want to get the first or default div, and inside of it we want to get the inner text. And calling the inner text will try to eliminate all the elements and only get the text inside this div. So that means it will get the text inside the div and also the text inside the child elements of the div. That means it will get this value a partir de 69900 DT. That's in French. Okay. So let's run this one and see it in action. Let's hit start with the breakpoint here so that I can see the value of name and price. So for the first car, which is here, Mercedes-Benz Class B, which have this price, if I pick here the name, then it picked the right name and the right price. Good. Now let's move on, and now let's try to get the image URL of that car and a link. So let's start by the image URL. And the image URL here is inside the A element and inside exactly the href attribute. So first of all, let's access that A element by calling descendants. Descendants, looking for the A, all the A elements, and get only the first or default one, because inside the big div I only have one A element. And then we'll try to look for the element or the attribute href here. And the way we can look for the attribute href is by calling the child attributes. And here we are looking for href, and because this one also returns a list of child attributes, we want only the first or default one. Then we want the value of the href attribute, and I can get the value by calling value at a property here. This way I get the image URL of the href attribute. Now let's try to get the image inside the image element, the source of the of that image, the URL of the image. So the image URL. Oh, oops, we already got the image. Oh, oops, here the value we are looking for is the link, not the image URL. So I call this one the link. But for the image URL, we look inside the element image, img, and inside the attribute src. So I simply go and paste this value here, and instead of looking inside a, I look for inside the img, and here inside the src attribute. Cool. Now let's run the application and let's see if it returns the right results for us. So let's see here. Let's put them like this way. And let's try to see the value of each property here. Oops, it's so much small, but it's okay. So for the name, of the first model, so you see here, and the price, the right one, the link, and that's the right link as shown here, and the image URL, and that's the right image URL. As indicated here. Good. So now let's remove that one. And now that we have all the information here about the cars, actually here you see these blue lines. I want to get rid of these blue lines, and the reason why I get these blue lines is because there is a null reference exception possibility here. That's because inside the div I might not have the h2 descendants. For that I should make sure that I have that descendant, and also I should make sure that the div is not null. So instead of having me typing if div is not null, then go and look for descendants inside the div, I'll use only the this mark here, and this will make the null reference check for me, so I don't have to write that code in each time. Let's type it for all the properties, so in each time it is like checking if that value is not null. Good. So now this is the hard work. Now we have collected this information from the web page. Now we want to put all the information about these cars inside a list so that I can return a list instead of one and only one car. So what I will do here, I'll go and create another public class. I call it car, for example, and this car will have a property of type string that is called name. Then it will have a second property of type string, but this one call it price, for example. to other properties for the image URL and for the link. So this is our class, car class. Now we want to make a list of cars, new list of cars, so that I can put the information about all the cars inside a list. So what I will do here, I'll go and create a new car and inside that new car I put this information related to the name, the price and so on. So let's correct this one to say it's the value for the name, the second one for the price, the third one for the link, then the last one for the image URL, and of course those are properties. So now we have created an instance of the car object to be able to add it to my cars list. So I call add and add that car. And let's try to execute this one and let's see the value of cars. Let's see the value. It contains 8 cars because in my web page here I have exactly 8 cars. So I have 8 cars. If I can't look for each car, I get this information related to the price, the name, the link, and the image URL. I want to add something useful here. Instead of having me expanding the value of each car here in order to see the properties like the price and the name, I can show these properties right here. That's by going to the car object and calling the display or the debugger display attribute here and passing the properties that I want to show inside my debugger display. So the first one I want to show is the name, then the second value I want to show the price. So this is really useful when debugging application and when seeing the values of your properties. Let's try it again now. Type on cars, then expand it. You see here, now I'm getting information about these cars without having me to go for each one and check its properties. Cool. So this is our web crawler. We succeeded to parse this HTML content and extract the data from that HTML code. So as you see here, we have now the information about the extracted data from the web page. Now we have it inside our application right here. So that's how we create a crawler. And now maybe you are thinking about creating crawlers to use them for your mobile applications or for any type of application. And here, because I have created a console application for you, you might thinking about creating this crawler inside a web application, so that you if you are thinking about exposing these collected information as an API, then of course you can do that. Just pay attention to the legal part here, as because some of the pages doesn't allow you to collect data from their websites. So that was it about creating a crawler, a web crawler with C# and .NET applications. And thank you.